The Sultan of Sizzle. The Titan of Toastiness. The Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones. Those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard. They have the backyard. Because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening and locked in all over North America. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. I hope on today, Friday, February 2nd, 2024, that you're amazing, that you're great. So if you're getting ready for the weekend, you're getting ready for work, you're making money, you're trying to spend money, waste money, go out on a date, I don't know what you're doing. Have a good time. I'm going to have a good time here with you for the next 2 hours. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can tune in on Sirius XM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, you can ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. We've already had a busy show. Thank you so much to 17-year NBA veteran, current broadcaster for the Suns. He also has a show on Sirius XM NBA Radio. Thank you to Eddie Johnson for coming through to join us. We talked about LeBron James. We learned earlier in the day LeBron James does not want to be traded from the Los Angeles Lakers. Right before we went to break, we talked about Christian McCaffrey. I don't know if it's a joke or not. Christian McCaffrey's mom saying on a podcast they can't afford the $2 to $3 million for a Super Bowl suite. And then his model fiance surprises mom and says, "No, mom, I got you a suite so we can all watch the game like a family." How nice. It's great stuff there. And as we continue on with the show, we know that we are a week and a couple of days away from the Super Bowl taking place. We're all just buying time. Right now, as I stand in the studio, the NHL has its skills challenge going on right now. And another screen is over here, SmackDown on the WWE. Oh, man, SmackDown. Speaking of a SmackDown. Hey, Hickey, Vince McMahon, is he going to die in jail? Is he going to jail? Is he?
I hope so, at least. What is he accused of?
Yeah, man, he's just... Every day there's something new on Vince McMahon. Anyway, I'm surrounded by a lot of screens, and I'm watching everything. Even got, you know, basketball games going on in here. So as we continue on with the show, we're going to give you a mix of some NFL and NBA action, obviously gearing up towards the Super Bowl. A guy who's missing out on the Super Bowl, Lamar Jackson, he's supposed to have more power and influence over the offense as things continue on. Jim Harbaugh had some thoughts on the Chargers and his expectations for them moving forward. And then I want to talk a little bit more about a story that we discussed yesterday, but it's the changes in the relationship between college football and the NFL, especially as you have someone like Jeff Caffley who decides to quit Boston College to become the defensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers. And there's some interesting reasons we learned as to why he decided to go ahead and make that move and make that switch. But as we know, money is always a big part of anything, right? Making that move and making that switch. Well, as the NFL gets ready to go to Vegas, we know the reputation for Las Vegas. Vegas is, it's Sin City. You can go to Las Vegas and have the time of your life and you can leave and come home happy. Or you can go to Las Vegas and you can just ultimately ruin your life. I mean, there are very few cities. Yeah, you can go out into Asia and certain countries. It's just all gambling. But here in the United States of America, primarily on Earth, they say that Vegas is the entertainment capital. You want to go see a show? Good. You want to go do something illegal? Great, you can do that too. You want to venture out into the desert? Knock yourself out. But it's lights, slot machines. It's people getting pushed around on, Ryan, what do you call them things? Not a wheelchair. I guess it is a wheelchair, right? People getting pushed around in wheelchairs.
Yeah, like a scooter?
Yeah, scooter, wheelchair. There's a lot of folks, unfortunately, in Vegas that it gets sad after a while. Do you like Las Vegas?
I've only been one time. It's not really my scene.
Yeah, I can deal with it. I'm not a big gambler. I'm not a fan of gambling. I like gambling on me. You know, I ain't getting down on games of chance. It's not my vibe. But it's always depressing to me. It's always like old people, like real elderly people at the end of the line in Vegas. And I get it. You're trying to win money. God bless you. It's a sad scene. And then they're the drunks. So you have old people and drunks and young, obnoxious people. I know this doesn't sound like a better alternative, but when I go to Vegas, I'm ready to drive out of town and just go somewhere like L.A. And I think there's even more young, obnoxious people there. But besides any of that, Las Vegas can get you screwed up. You can lose your money. You can lose your wallet. You could lose your life. Listen, there are some advisories out to people who are going to be working for the NFL. There's advisories out to people who are going to be at the Super Bowl for quote-unquote business. There's advisories that we, the NFL, better not catch you gambling. Otherwise, you could lose your job, specifically if you work for the NFL. Stay away from the table, but good luck with the NFL in trying to enforce that. And we know it's an interesting relationship between the NFL and gambling, because now it is so widely accepted. The NFL is no longer kind of, you know, hedging on the edge of gambling. They fully embraced it because the NFL can make additional billions of dollars, more than the 20 that they already make per year, and they're continuing to make more. They can make more money by getting their piece and getting their cut. And so the NFL, as you probably know, they have a relationship with some place like FanDuel. Now, what happens when gambling goes wrong? Well, a couple of months ago, we certainly found out. The Jacksonville Jaguars specifically found out. I'm not talking about players getting suspended for gambling. We're going to get into that in a second. How about this? The Jacksonville Jaguars had a guy on the staff who worked in the finance department. He stole millions of dollars from the Jaguars to do what? Guess what? Yeah, gamble. Let's take a listen to this. This is News 4 in Jacksonville from a couple of months ago, about a guy who stole millions from the team. Listen to the number.
And new at 5, the lawyer for a former financial planning manager for the Jacksonville Jaguars, accused of stealing more than $22 million from the franchise, he's speaking up. He says his client spent most of that money on gambling. The attorney for Amit Patel says his client will plead guilty to the charges of wire fraud and making illegal transactions, and that he checked into a rehabilitation center this spring. Patel is accused of spending company money to fund his lavish lifestyle.
Oh, my God. They said this guy had belts and all types of stuff. By the way, they also said he has no money because he blew it all. OK, $22 million. The guy works in the finance department and was able to steal $22 million from an NFL team and gambled on FanDuel. Where the hell can you do? How do you do this? Where's the system of checks and balances internally with the Jacksonville Jaguars? Does it cease to exist? Ryan, I got a bright idea. You ready for it?
Ooh, let's hear it.
Yeah. I'm going to share it publicly so the whole world can listen. This is a bright idea. How about you and I get together? And neither of us, we're probably going to fail because we don't work in the finance department of Odyssey. how about we steal $22 million from the company and gamble? What do you think?
Better idea. How about we steal $22 million and pocket it instead of losing it?
Ah, smart. And we'd be better than this man. What's his name? Amit Patel.
Amit.
Yeah, we'd be much smarter than him. Amit Patel has been charged with fraud, okay, and wired. Everything that you can imagine he's being charged with. His lawyer says he lost 99% of the stolen money. This man lost all this cash. This man is going to be locked up. This man lost his mind. This all took place, by the way, from 2019 to last year. This man stole $22 million from the Jacksonville Jaguars from 2019 through 2023. What happened? Just COVID happened and nobody started, kept checking the books? This is nutty. This is almost unbelievable. Now, here's the next step. The Jacksonville Jaguars basically went to FanDuel and said, give us the money back. You didn't think it'd get more interesting. So a guy steals money from the Jags. An employee steals money from his own team. His own employer steals $22 million. Blows all of this money gambling on FanDuel. And then the team goes to FanDuel and says the money was stolen. Give it back. You know what FanDuel says? That ain't our problem. You're the ones who let this jackass spend the money over here. And that's not my issue. And this is where things also get more interesting. FanDuel is a partner with the NFL. The Jacksonville Jaguars and FanDuel and the NFL are all trying to figure out, how can we just all get along? How can we make this make sense? And I got to be honest here. The Jacksonville Jaguars don't deserve no money back. They let an idiot steal it from them. Like, how are you going to ask FanDuel? FanDuel says he spent the money. We don't care where it came from. That's your problem, not ours. Because you were irresponsible with how you keep your books and how you monitor your employees. He spent the money with us, and we are now supposed to give it back? Now, you can take the idea of, well, it's stolen. The money was stolen. You don't take stolen goods, but come on, man, this is big business. This is billions of billions and billions of dollars of business. And so maybe you can say FanDuel makes enough money. They don't need to give back $22 million, but $22 million is $22 million. I believe they'll have some type of settlement here. But let's be honest. The Jacksonville Jaguars, they don't have nobody to blame but themselves. I cannot fault FanDuel if they say, tough, that's life, get over it. If they wanted to be nice, they could give the money back and say, oh, no, I understand it's stolen money from this idiot here. We'll give you the money back. I mean, this is tough. Ryan, what do you think? Is FanDuel, should they give the money back? Should they hold it?
I would love to be the rep on the phone when they get the call from the Jaguars. Hey, guys. Yeah, we had $22 million stolen. We see it was in your account. Do you mind if you send us that money back, please?
Oh, well, you know it's all lawyers, man.
Do you say no? Well, okay. I guess you're right. But, I mean, you got to be – in that case, then, if you're the lawyers or a FanDuel, don't you got to just laugh them out of the room?
I mean, I'm pretty sure they're using a much stronger language. You know how lawyers talk, right? They just they get aggressive, they become jerks, and they try to legal everything up and try to write things up in a
most. Oh, gotta write it up.
Yeah, you gotta write it up in a legally aggressive way to say, hey, you know, we're not responsible for your idiot employee spending the money. Maybe you should do a better job of watching over your guy. It's tough. But are they being jerks by not returning the money?
No, I don't think so. Because how are they supposed to know? Right? They're just getting money. I don't think it's their right to have to know where it comes from.
Well, now they know. And they know
now they know, but
they know it was stolen. So now you right? Like doesn't what is it? What is it? Not logic. If you have some morality about you, isn't the idea to give it back? You know it's stolen, right?
I guess I'd look at it like, if you don't know at the time, I feel like you're in the clear. Like, if you buy a new phone, let's just say, and you buy it from whatever provider that you use, you assume it's new or whatever. But what if someone comes out and says, it was actually stolen, and the other, let's say, rival company knocks on your door and says, hey, JR, you actually bought a stolen phone. We want it back.
You know what? Let's equate this different. Remember the story earlier? The guy is sentenced to 100 years because the guy at Target, his coworker, killed him over his lunch. Remember that story?
Yes, the stolen lunch.
Yeah, I still have to find the details. So let's put it this way. I'm in a studio in New York. I'm trying to think about this. If I get stupid, Ryan, and just tell me, hey, JR, you sound real dumb right now, right? I'm walking into the studio, and I stole, I don't know, somebody's Nikes from downstairs, right?
Okay.
And I walk upstairs, and I say, hey, Ryan, these Nikes are for you, man. Happy birthday. They're exclusive. They're this hot color. Hear these Nikes, and you go, oh, my God, JR, thank you so much. These are my favorites. I was trying to find them. And I go, you're very welcome. Right. A week goes by, and all of a sudden, they're lost and found signs about these Nikes that you have on your feet, right? Hmm. And so a guy comes upstairs and says, hey, those are mine. JR stole them, right? JR stole them, and he gave them to you. Wouldn't you then, are you just going to walk around with them, or are you just going to go, man, this sucks. I'm just going to give these shoes back because it's not mine. It belongs to this guy.
I think in that situation, I would keep the shoes and try to force you to buy a new pair for the other guy. I want the shoes, but also the man whose shoes were stolen deserves retribution. Restitution. That's probably the better way to say it.
Yes. And so if we're applying this to this FanDuel NFL thing, then in your case, yeah, FanDuel still keeps the money. But then the guy who's the thief can't repay it because he's a thief.
They pay well in jail?
How many license plates can you push out? I don't know. I mean,
maybe that the happy meeting right there. The Jaguars just take his jail salary for the rest of his life, I guess.
You know what? That is a good
that $5 a day, it'll compound in no time.
Look, that would be funny now, wouldn't it? They imagine they take this to court. Not that the NFL is not doing that, but imagine this goes to court, and some judge says, "Yeah, well, just Amit Patel, have Amit Patel pay it back, and you just got to take his salary from prison." I mean, that might be what makes the most sense. It's wild, and we haven't even opened up like the full issues of gambling. Imagine the NFL having nothing to do with this. Like, if we went back decades, if a guy wanted to steal money from his employer, his team, you couldn't do it digitally like this. You couldn't take, oh, my God, I'm going to, you know, put up shell companies and business. The man stole the money by utilizing, like legitimate-looking expenses that he would send to himself. So instead of paying, I don't know, the light bill, you know, electric company, you know, he'd write the name and he'd send the money to himself. I don't know. We live in such an interesting world where the NFL is, it's like, oh, we got to be careful with the gambling, but we got to get involved. And, you know, I am not mad at gambling. I got no issue with it. It's like everything is okay. It depends on how you use it. I mean, for years, I mean, we could talk about prohibition. I like to drink. What's wrong with alcohol? Some people don't drink. That's your prerogative. But there are people who abuse things and have problems and have addiction. And the NFL just found something else that they can get involved with to go, okay, we're doing this. We're going to participate. But we got to be careful. We have to send the players notes and instructions what not to do so they don't get in trouble. And then here you have a team. The team is supposed to know better. You got an NFL team that got swindled out of $22 million. And now they're asking the NFL's partner to give the money back because it was stolen. You cannot write this stuff up. I can't wait for 5-6 months from now. I can't wait until next year when a story comes out from Vegas about something that wasn't supposed to happen at the Super Bowl because somebody who wasn't supposed to gamble went gambling and had the time of their life. The story will come out. It will happen. Somebody's going to get into something. Hopefully it isn't the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I got a simple question. Do you think the Jaguars should get their money back? Do you think FanDuel should give the money, the stolen money, back to the Jaguars? Or are the Jaguars just out of luck? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Have a good Friday. Don't get swindled out of money. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a player. Oh, he got suspended for gambling, and he's telling everybody why. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
The Sultan of Sizzle, the Titan of Toastiness, the Kingpin of Kindling. These are the admired ones, those who've created the prime place together. They don't just have a backyard, they have the backyard, because they know a solo stove fire pit is more than just the ultimate smokeless fire pit. It's a place where friendships are forged, football is revered, and food is enjoyed. Solo Stove, the perfect flame for the big game.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. A wild story. We know wild things happen in Vegas. We've had movies about Vegas. I think it was The Hangover was in Vegas. You can't make some of these stories up, right? Wild things. The NFL is going to be in Vegas. Whether it becomes public or it's private, whether you are a quote-unquote civilian, an employee, there's going to be a lot of people with a lot of stories to tell. Now, hopefully for the NFL, after the game, nothing wild takes place. Nothing wild gets out, that there are no scandals, that there are no issues. Well, let me tell you about one that has taken place. Right before we went to break, I told you about the Jacksonville Jaguars. They had a former employee who worked in a finance department. His name is Amit Patel. Amit Patel had a gambling issue. He is currently in rehab for gambling, okay? This man, from 2019 to 2023, stole $22 million from the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yes, the team that pays him and that he works for, he stole $22 million secretly and gambled it away on FanDuel. Well, Amit Patel has problems. He's being charged with wire fraud and everything else that you could think of, okay? He got problems. He got issues. Well, FanDuel says we ain't giving the money back to the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jaguars said that this is stolen money, give it back. And FanDuel's basically saying, it ain't our problem. Y'all screwed up. You let the idiot steal the money. It don't matter where it came from. That's your problem. Now, here's where things get tricky. The NFL, the league, is partners with FanDuel. And so all three parties are trying to figure things out. And Amit Patel, well, he doesn't have money because he lost 99% of it gambling. His lawyer says that, yeah, he kept gambling because he wanted to pay the Jaguars back. He wanted to make them whole. Well, So that was, well, there's some jokes that I cannot make on the radio, but just use your imagination. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Amit Patel trying to make the Jaguars whole. He will be in prison. John is calling from South Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Hey, good show as always, guys. If this guy, Patel, right, steals the money from the Jags, and he goes out and buys like a $3 million yacht and puts $1 million helicopter pad on it and a $2 million helicopter, and he goes out and sinks that boat and drowns the helicopter but survives, does he, the boat company, have to pay back the Jacksonville Jaguars because they sold him the boat and he sank the boat and all that just because it was stolen? Or is it the Jaguar? I think the Jaguars are the one messing up, and they should have insurance for that kind of stuff, I think, anyhow.
Insurance for, what would that fall under? That being a dumbass,
loss,
right?
Business loss, stupidity loss, yeah. I don't know what, but they insure everything nowadays, don't they?
I can get an insurance policy on my voice. Maybe I should, right, John?
Hey, it's your livelihood, brother. You know, you laugh at it, but if you're making your living off of it, that's something you got to actually think of, kind of.
Yeah,
if
I got chopped in the throat and couldn't speak, I'd be on the unemployment line, right?
Well, car accident, something, you know.
Car accident? Oh, my God. Damn.
Well, they're getting chopped in the throat, right? The car accident is at least an accident.
Oh, thanks,
you don't want
thanks.
Someone giving you a quarter chop. I don't want it to happen to your brother. I'm just saying. I don't think FanDuel has to pay him back as well as getting to.
Thank you, John. I appreciate you. You have a good weekend, okay? Don't get chopped in the throat.
Thanks, brother.
All right. Thank you, John. Damn, Ryan. He is like, yeah, if I got chopped in the throat, he's like, oh, well, no, JR, if you were in a car accident. I'm like,
I was just joking, Mark. I'm like, how do you want to lose your voice? What's the best way to do it? I mean, John's going through it all. Car accident, shot. I mean, cut. Why not? What the hell? Punch in the throat.
Yeah, Marco, you hear this guy?
Deadly disease?
Not good. None of that's good. Not good.
This guy, I'm like, okay, I can have a minor issue. Maybe I get chopped in my throat and lose my voice for a couple of weeks. He's just like, nah, maybe you're in the car and the steering wheel goes directly into your thorax and you're done. Like, wow. Like, whoa, man. No, Marco, let's get Sean in Idaho and then let's ask Marco. Hey, Sean, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Do you think the Jaguars need to get this money back from FanDuel?
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. First-time caller. I don't think FanDuel needs to give any money back. I mean, I think you said it best. I mean, the Jaguars, they were the ones that let that jackass go and blow all their money and not realize it. I do have a question that I would like to put out there that, you know, if this guy would have went out and turned $22 million into $600 million, I mean, you think Jacksonville would really have let that go public? Because I don't.
You want your money back. Like, you got to go through the legal system. The legal system is public. You think the Jags they're not just going to sit around. I mean, what, are you going to make them sign an NDA, just give us the money back? He got to go to jail. He got to go to prison.
No, if that guy that was working for them, if he turned that $22 million into $600 million, they would have swept that under the rug. They wouldn't have said a word about him stealing the money because it just made him hundreds of millions of dollars.
No, then the Jacksonville Jaguars don't exist, and the Khan family who owns the team, they also go to prison. So between Patel and Khan, they could all be in prison together, Sean. I don't think it'd work that way. Hey, you're a sneaky dude, Sean. You steal money?
Not personally.
Okay. I'm not going to ask no questions. I don't need any lawsuits or discovery coming my way. Hey, Sean, you have a good weekend, all right? Stay away from the banks.
You too, man.
All right. Thank you, Sean, for calling from. Hey, Mark, almost got myself into a lawsuit. Did you hear that?
See, not personally. That's a good job by Sean. Not personally.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I had to walk away from that one. I'm like, I don't need a call. Hey, listen, there was this guy that was on your radio show, and now I got.
No.
I got lawyers from Odyssey and CBS hit me up. I'm like,
buffers.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. But what say you? Does FanDuel need to give the money back to the Jags?
No. Why is this FanDuel's problem? Guy placed a bet. What? They don't care where the money comes from. That's not their problem. That's not their. You got an employee that steals from you. You you know, you get the police involved, he goes to jail, you go use your insurance company, you get your money back. That's how it works. But you're not going to go back to the company and ask for that, that's not their problem. They weren't concerned with where the money was coming from. It came from whatever credit card that he used. That's clean. They're done. That has nothing to do with the company.
But it was stolen. It doesn't matter how many lines people it passes, stolen money.
It doesn't matter. When it gets to the final destination, they don't know. They don't know where the hell it came from.
Well, now they do. Where's ethics?
Morals. Ethics, right? And business. Come on now, JR.
I know. No, I'm saying, I'm playing devil's advocate. I agree. The Jacksonville Jaguars, they screwed themselves. They shouldn't see a dime. But I used an analogy. I don't think you were here in the room. It's like, hey, if I stole somebody's shoes from downstairs on Hudson Street, mm-hmm. right? And then I went and took these stolen shoes and I gave them to Ryan. And I said, Ryan, here's a gift. And Ryan said, oh, thank you, JR, so much. And then the next week, there's lost and found about these shoes. And a guy comes upstairs and goes, hey, JR stole those from me and you have them on your feet. If you're looking at Ryan, doesn't Ryan look around the room and go, oh, man, I can't keep these stolen shoes. I have to give them back to the owner. Right? Right?
100% because they're shoes. We're talking about $20 million. The second we said it was $20 million, anybody that looks at Ryan and goes, aren't you going to get back the $20 million? He goes, what are you out of your mind? Pair of shoes and $20 million are two different things. Like, we're not, as much as we can do the analogies as best we can, we're not in the schoolyard. We're not little kids. This is not the jacket that Johnny stole from Jimmy. It doesn't work like that. It's $20 million.
What if it was a starter jacket from the Giants?
I mean, it's a good jacket. But no, look, that kind of money, no company is going to give that back. And they have no reason to give it back. So the idea that they're going to look into the generosity or the goodness of their heart, I mean, like, we're yelling to the clouds. Nobody would ever give that kind of money back, even if that was something where you and I found it, whatever, I figured it out, whatever the hell way we came up with it, where it was cool or it was on the up and up. We got that kind of money in our pocket, and then we find out it should have went to somebody else. We may, because we feel bad, because it's an actual one-on-one person, not a company, give you some of it. But the idea that I'm going to go from rich man to poor man in 2 seconds because you screwed up. No, I'm sorry. That's got nothing to do with me.
Well, I mean, the NFL is partners. They're going to work out some type of settlement, don't you think? Right? They have to. But they're all in bed together.
Which is why the insurance comes involved. Like, it's not like the Jaguars won't be made whole. They'll be made whole by the insurance company. They'll be made whole by something. But there's no way FanDuel is going to be the one that makes them whole. They're not going to lose money.
Now, we had a caller who mentioned this. He said they have to have insurance for this. And I'm sure they do. Fraud, right? It has to be fraud.
Yeah.
So why the hell are they asking them for the money back?
That's what, probably because it's the idea, well, we're business partners. Bruh, not my problem. Use your insurance company. That's what you got them there for, right? You have fraud. You have fraud protection. There is no way that companies do not have this type of protection in their insurance. That's what insurance is for. And I'm sure their insurance company is going, we don't want to pay for it. Maybe they'll give it back to you. Why did you ask? It almost feels like we're in high school. Well, did you ask them? Yeah, I asked them. They're not giving me the $20 million. Are you going to do what you're paid to do or what?
You know what? Over the past couple of years, let's think about the Jaguars, right? This is a team that just got swindled out of $22 million from its own employee. That's one. This is a team that had a Players Association survey come out that say that their locker room and facility and stadium is inundated with rats. Mm-hmm. That's two or three. You remember that, Mark?
Oh,
right?
Yeah, I remember.
Hey, Ryan, you remember the rat story about their stadium?
And wasn't it like flooded too or mold? Like, it was like, it sounded pretty bad.
Yeah, and then this is also the team that said, hey, let's bring in Urban Meyer to help turn things around. And how did that work out?
Another rat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so look.
Fits right in.
Yeah, it's just lots of rats. The Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm trying to think real fast in my head about NFL teams. I know the Raiders can look pretty, slapstick here and there. Am I wrong? And I don't know, Washington has a new owner. Are the Jags like the dumbest team in the NFL? The answer is yes today, right, isn't it? Am I missing a team?
No, I mean, there's some pretty stupid people out there with different teams. This is clown show type stuff, which is part of the reason why the Jaguars are going to be playing half their games in London. I mean, that's part of it. We could say it all we want, but I mean, if you've got a really good franchise and a really good location and you're doing things the right way, you're not moving to London. Not looking to move the Steelers to London, right? There's a reason.
Fans would. Oh my god.
Part of it too.
No home. You ain't taking no home games out of Pittsburgh. You get for there'd be a mutiny. Okay.
Well, that's what I mean. So that's Jacksonville is not exactly the destination franchise. So the idea that this happened to them is not unheard of and not overly surprising. But the idea they're trying to get $20 million back from a company, good for you for trying. I mean, really, it's one of those things. Did you ask? All right, well, I asked. Good for you. You gave it a shot.
Terrible. Jags are dumb. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to keep laughing over the Jacksonville Jaguars. We're going to hear from an NFL player who's actually suspended currently for gambling, and then we're going to talk about the relationship between, damn it, the NFL and college. It's just, things are wild. Just a lot of stupid things going on. But anyway.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Make this Valentine's Day one she'll remember forever with an engagement ring from JamesAllen.com. James Allen knows each love story is unique. That's why they make it easy to custom design engagement rings at up to half the price of a traditional jeweler. Choose from tons of conflict-free diamonds, both natural and lab-grown, then pick your ring setting and metal. Shop the James Allen Valentine's Day sale and get 25% off with promo code PODCAST. That's 25% off at jamesallen.com, promo code PODCAST.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, crash. It sounds like the Jacksonville Jaguars. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Why'd I say the Jacksonville Jaguars crashed? Well, we talked about how one of their own employees kind of siphoned $22 million into his own account. He gambled that money away on FanDuel, and now the Jaguars are asking for that money back from FanDuel. And FanDuel is like, tough. It's not our fault. Y'all got screwed by your own employee. You know, figure it out. FanDuel is also a partner of the NFL, so they're trying to work something out. Let's see if they do. And this is something that the NFL is trying to avoid. We all know that the NFL has already suspended multiple players for violations with this new gambling policy. You can't gamble at our facility. You can't go out there and gamble on your own games and just stay the hell away is basically the message. And one of those players that was suspended, he used to play for the Colts until the Colts cut him for gambling. His name is Isaiah Rodgers. He's currently suspended. He's suspended indefinitely. He did get picked up by Philadelphia. Who knows if he'll get a chance to play later on this year. He placed up to 100 bets, and one of them was on a team that he played for, the Colts. And he also bet at the Indianapolis Colts facility. And so he's come out, and he's come clean. These bets, he says, were for friends that in Florida, where they were not allowed to bet. And so he placed bets for his friends, and now he has no job. He's out of basically $1 million. He has to hope that he's reinstated and allowed to go out there and play for Philadelphia. And so he has sat down, like a lot of people, at least it's not on a podcast. Isaiah Rodgers, he sat down with Outside the Lines on ESPN, and he admit that he bet on NFL games. And this is a player. Imagine what type of stories might come out after the league has its Super Bowl in Vegas. Listen to this.
Isaiah, why did you start betting on sports?
I just trying to help friends and family out, just knowing that it wasn't legal at the time in Florida and it was in Indiana. So I was just really going about it of just trying to help them out and help them do things they couldn't do down here, which was illegal at the time.
Isaiah, do you think you have a gambling problem?
No. I know for sure I don't.
Had you ever gambled before this experience?
No.
To be clear, you're saying you were placing bets on behalf of other people.
Correct.
It's been reported that you bet upwards of 100 times, betting $25 to $50, including a bet or bets on your own team, the Colts at the time. Is that true?
The $25 to $50 bets are exactly true, but it was more of crazy leg parlays with just $25 trying to make a crazy amount, like just funny bets, nothing too serious. It's just a huge mistake on my part.
It was also reported that you placed a $1,000 prop bet on the over-under rushing yards, by which we presume was Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
That's a bet you won. Is that report true?
That report is true with it being $1,000, but that wasn't made from my device. During that time, it was placed. I was actually on the field warming up for a game.
So you're saying somebody else used your account to place that $1,000 bet on Jonathan Taylor's over-under rushing?
That bet wasn't directly Isaiah Rogers placing that bet.
Oh, man. I love the intense, chest-thumping heartbeat of music. Gets you going, doesn't it? Well, he doesn't have a job. We'll see if he gets reinstated into the NFL this year and whether or not he gets a second chance and an opportunity with the Philadelphia Eagles, which basically have his rights, but we'll see, you know, what happens. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You know, I'm not asking for a horror story, but I think one is likely coming up in Vegas. How could you not? Michael is here from Boise. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, long-time listener, first-time call. I got one for you. If the Jags, if they want their money back, and that works, can I, as a lifelong Vikings fan, get an insurance policy on if they re-sign Kirk Cousins to a 2-year, $90 million deal?
Hey, call Allstate and let me know how it goes.
And I also got one more before I go. The best way for you to lose your voice and cash in on your insurance is if you're out partying with Snoop Dogg and Guns N' Roses.
Okay, you think I'm going to scream and smoke? Oh, thank you, Michael. Appreciate you. Michael is trying to, let's stay away from the smoke. Anyway, hey, Jimmy's calling from New York. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, wow, thank you. I'm a little nervous because I don't really have a call. But hearkening to what you said about the Jaguars, I think that it's clear and obvious that they're a bungling accounting organization, because at maybe $6 or $7 million, somebody should have said, wow, you know, the books aren't balancing, and that's really unsettling. But FanDuel pleaded and begged with the NFL for years to give an open gambling association, which they finally got, which has yielded them millions of dollars. And I think if they just said, hey, we'll give you the money back, you lock this guy up, and everybody's going to look better for it. And I think that would be a fairly equitable outcome for this. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you would think that FanDuel isn't worried about $22 million, but hey, that $22 million is going into somebody's bonus, so that's just the way.
Well,
only
if they think that the well is going to run dry. But if you're going to tap the well, and then you're going to say, "Well, I want to suck it dry before you have a chance," then
Jimmy, I'm just first of all, I got to hit the break. I want to tell you this: you got no reason to be nervous. You were an excellent caller, and I talked to a lot of people. You should have no problem calling me up. I'd like if you called me up in the future, but I'll tell you this. As I got to go to break, $22 million is $22 million, and it ain't easy to hand back. I don't care how much money you got, how much money you're making. And thank you so much, Jimmy, for calling from New York. You have a good weekend, okay?
I'm so glad you said that. Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
No doubt about it. Yeah, piece of cake. Money. Ain't nobody trying to give it back. FanDuel, man, in a few years, they might have their own Vegas strip somewhere a couple of blocks away. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll get some more of your calls. And then I don't know. Are the Ravens gambling? Are the Chargers gambling? I'll explain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort. Coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.